You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time once again to talk guide dog blogs here on RNIB Connect Radio. And joining me now, new to guide dog blogs, is Izzy McGrath. Izzy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the asking me on. Thanks a lot.
So let's start with, first of all, finding out a bit about you. What made you apply for your first guide dog? What made you kind of change from guide dog to cane?
I live in a very busy area and I, quite frankly, got fed up with my cane. Before I slag off my cane, I love my cane. There's certain circumstances where it's extremely useful, but there's other circumstances where a dog definitely comes into play. The street that I'm kind of like living on, full of wheelie bins, full of rubbish, I go up a very busy thoroughfare to reach shops. So all the pubs and cafes and all that kind of thing have tables and chairs. So it's obstacle city around here. And quite honestly, with a cane, it was so much hard work. Now, I don't know if I've explained, but I have Usher syndrome, so I actually have a form of deaf blindness. So I had at the time with my first dog some tunnel vision. So I got so tired of trying to get up the street, which, you know, was taking me an hour to get to a shop that when I could see previously, I would be there in about 15 minutes. And that's what made me apply for a guide dog. I just wanted a dog that could take away that responsibility of getting me around obstacles, and I could actually get to where I'm going faster, and also exercise, going at a proper speed instead of, you know, going up a busy road like a snail. And so that's why I wanted a dog to remove these obstacles so that I could get from A to B faster, quicker, but also, as I'm sure you know, but you know, having a dog in a house, it's part of your family. And I've loved dogs anyway. I didn't have an issue with getting a dog. So for me, it was just a straightforward, this dog is going to get me out that door and it's going to get me to places I want to go faster, quicker, and also probably bring into my life a new social scene. Because at that point in time, obviously, I was on the journey of losing my eyesight. So it was a bit, it wasn't a good place to be at the time. So the dog took that kind of air of depression, black cloud over my head, away from me. It got me out into the street. And even people coming to talk to you, you built up a whole like new social network of people who start to recognise you. In fact, they recognise the dog before they recognise me, you know. So that was my, you know, I got it to really enhance my life.
Let's find out about your first dog then. Tell us a little bit about Ice.
She's a white, quite stocky, very blonde Labrador. She came to me as a very calm, very loyal dog. And she just changed my life, quite frankly. She took me on the road to recovery within myself because I ended up having to retire on the grounds of disability because as somebody who's a fluent signer, I couldn't see the signing anymore. So I kind of decided to move on. So Ice was just beautifully timed, Hubert, because, you know, I went home that night and I'm thinking, that's me, you know, I'm out of a job, what will I do? And that was it. I thought, right, I'm going to get to know this dog, I'm going to get out onto the street, I'm going to start moving around, I'm going to start doing something new. So that's where Ice came into in my life as my first dog. It was fantastic.
If you could pick one unique feature of Ice, what would it be?
Loyal to the point of unbelievable. She's just a big loyal beastie. You can tell she'll never leave me. You know, even now when she's retired, you know, I'm trying to put a harness on my working dog. She's up. She wants to come out. I actually feel a wee bit guilty about that because, you know, I'm not putting harness on her anymore. And she's like standing there going, what about me? You know, she's the kind of dog that I don't think ever really wants to give up working, really, quite frankly. Loyal to the end of the earth.
Has Ice got any particularly funny habits?
Well, the obvious one, she's a Labrador. I call Labradors waste disposal units. If she sees something that looks delicious to eat, she's away off and she's eating it.
Let's move on to your current dog. Tell us a little bit about the current dog you've got.
Yang is a black cross Labrador retriever. Oh my goodness, completely different. I always remember, Hubert, I was quite sort of smug when I stayed to guide dogs. I don't need any more training, just give me the dog and I'll go, you know. And they were like, no. they said, be quite a different dog. The dog would be going at a different pace, different stride, different personality, inverted commas. Honestly, I had to eat my words. It was chalk and cheese. Jang came in the door, and my first impression was, I've got a Jack Russell. This is the wrong dog. I've got a big giant Jack Russell. I was like, oh my God. And she's running around like a Maddie and, you know, and barking her head off. And I thought, oh, God, she's barking. You know, I just didn't bark. Hardly ever bark. She was the quietest dog ever. So I got a bit of a shock because the doorbell going, wah, 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 you know. And so I think I definitely learned my lesson and realised, yeah, you have to go through the training again, without a doubt. So I would say that Yang is very emotionally aware. If I'm upset, she feels it. Whereas Ice was a bit more aloof, but Yang, very emotionally intelligent. Initially, I find the barking a bit annoying because I wasn't used to it. I was used to a quiet dog like Ice. But now I've actually turned that barking into something useful because of someone who's deafblind. I never heard the door before. I used to get people to text me on the phone or I've got one of these doorbells, but even then, if I'm in the wrong part of the house, I don't hear the doorbell. But yeah, I'm just barking. Straight away, I know there's somebody at the door. So in a kind of funny sort of way, although with Ice I had some sight, in came this dog who is actually supporting my deaf blindness. So I actually feel really much more secure with Yang. Biggest challenge for me with Yang was I was now fully blind by this point. So going out with Yang as a fully blind, severely deaf was just that bit more scary. Trying to remember my maps that I had in my head for Ice, but applying them as a fully blind person, I was just that wee bit more nervous and a bit more scared. I would never, ever be without a dog in my life now. You know, I would wait to the end of the year for the next one. So, talking cheese, Yang is bouncy, friendly, loves everybody. The whole world is wonderful. A wonderful place to be.
Thank you very much, Izzy McGrath, for joining us here to tell us about your lovely guide dogs here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thanks. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.